Hey, everybody, Trev here. Before you listen to today's episode of the podcast, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to look at what you're listening to. We have recently created a new podcast feed for the flagship show. It is called the Struggling Artist Podcast. Right now, you may be listening to us on the Struggling Artist Podcast archive. So everything prior to this episode that you're going to listen to now is on the archive. I did not want to delete the archive completely. I wanted it to be up still. So to fix that, we have to make this new one. But after 2 weeks, there'll be no new episodes on the archive. So you're going to have to resubscribe to us on whatever platform you use. I'm sorry. It was the only way I knew how to do it, with keeping everything on the internet, as well as bringing you new episodes through our new host, which is hosted by the website, thestrugglingartistpodcast.com. I really do apologize for that, and it's a minor inconvenience. I know. I'm sorry. But in the long run, this is going to be better for everything that we do moving forward. Again, and I wanted to keep the archive on the platforms so people could listen to them. Now, if you're listening to this right now, and the platform your platform that you use doesn't have the Struggling Artist Podcast, it only has the Struggling Artist Podcast archive, let me know, trev@thestrugglingartistpodcast.com, and I will make sure we get to that platform as well. I know this is a minor inconvenience, but in the long run, it is going to be so much better for the podcast, for all of you, and we've got a lot of exciting things moving forward that we kind of felt limited to with using Buzzsprout. So again, please subscribe to the Struggling Artist Podcast and take a look to make sure you're subscribed to that and not the Struggling Artist Podcast archive. Thanks, guys. See ya. Hey, everybody. Trev here. I wanted to give you all an update on what's going on. We do this once or twice a year, and I figured that now would be probably the best time to do the first one of 2024. We are officially launching the website for the podcast. After episode 250 drops, the website will be live. I can't believe we've done 250 episodes. The website address is thestrugglingartistpodcast.com or strugglingartistpodcast.com or podcasttsa.com. I bought all three of those so no one else could take them. And it's easier, you know, different ways you can find us on the web. With that, like, all right, so here's how the website's going to work. Where we're making it like just a landing page for the podcast. You'll be able to find the record club through there. But I really wanted the website to help with a couple different things, right? We're going to be hosting the podcast through the website now. What that means for you, hopefully nothing. Hopefully we can convert the RSS stuff. I don't know how any of this stuff works. The stuff that needs to get converted, so where you're subscribed to us on a platform won't change. If there is a change, I will let you all know, and I apologize ahead of time if there is a change and the inconvenience to that. It's scary. I don't want to lose everything that's going on, you know? With that said, Buzzsprout was our host since the dawn of the podcast. Well, since the relaunch of the podcast. And, you know, it's great, but I don't see all the stuff I need to see for analytics through there. So we are keeping the other thing too, platforms push off at 300 episodes with podcasts, or most do. So by us doing this, we're going to keep all the episodes that are on Buzzsprout, and we're going to be renaming that the archive. And there'll be a link in the website for you to get to the archive if you want to hear the older episodes. I don't think the older ones will convert to the platforms, which is fine. You know, you could always download it through Buzzsprout and all that stuff too. So that's cool. Yeah. So if you wanted to listen to like legacy episodes, I guess we'll have to call it, in the archive, you would have to go through the link on the website, and that would be great. You know? Yeah. So that's the first thing. Why we wanted the website is to be able to host the podcast through the website and see numbers better. And it's more of our thing. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like it's like when you finance a car as opposed to leasing one, I guess. Like, you just want that. When you finance it, like, you get more like that ownership over it, I think. Or in your mindset anyway. That's why we're doing it that way. The other reason why we wanted the website. You need a website, right? You should have a website if you have any kind of online real presence. Social media is great, but algorithms work the way they do, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't get recognized, right? And you get lost in the algorithm. But I digress with that. As I was saying, one of the other reasons why we wanted the website would be for a good place to check out friends of the podcast, sponsors of the podcast, stuff like that. Is it needed? Probably not, but we're doing it, right? And that's how we're going to do it. With that said, if you want to become a sponsor of the podcast, you can hit us up, trev@thestrugglingartistpodcast.com. We can talk. I have all that stuff. I have all that stuff mapped out for like over a year, but I've just been waiting until we launched the podcast. Coincidentally enough, the podcast has been ready for about a half a year. So, oops. Oops on me. So that's mainly, you know, why we wanted the website up and running. And like I said, it's going to be better for us hosting the podcast through there. There'll be links on there to, like I said, friends of the show, sponsors of the show, the archive, the record club, and, also, we're going to be posting, there'll be a link there for the Patreon. Chris Chavez, who's producer of the podcast, and myself have been working hard over at Patreon trying to build some kind of like community over there and some substance, right? We wanted to offer you guys things. I know I've made social media posts about the new shows, and I might have mentioned them on the podcast. But just real quick, we're going to run through those again. If you go to patreon.com/podcasttsa or go to the website, strugglingartistpodcast.com, once that's up, you will see a link to the Patreon from there as well. So at $2, the tier for $2, you have an all access pass to early episodes. So as I post them, you will see them before they actually make it to the world, to everyone else. There's some other thing. I don't know off the top of my head, everything. Sorry. At $3, you start to get the extra shows, right? I think you might get Chopping It Up at $2, but, Chopping It Up is a podcast with Chris and myself. It's just us just riffing, you know, just talking about our weeks, what's going on, what's upcoming, kind of like I don't know. It's just like a little thing for us to do. And, people seem to like it. Sometimes we have topics we talk about. It's just like a free for all, you know, just a free form place for us to kind of just bullshit, right? The other podcasts that are new on over there, we have the Struggling Artist Companion. Chris hosts that show. What he does is he listens to typically the current episode that's released, and he formulates some like deeper dives questions, and he sits down with me and we go at it. And you know, it's kind of weird being in the hot seat for once. but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And, you could probably, I don't know. We, like I said, we dive deeper into some of the topics we talk about with guests, which is pretty cool. Then there's Struggling Artist Radio. That is my love letter to terrestrial radio. That also starts at our $3 tier. Please check it out. I curate playlists and, you know, for, just music that I enjoy. And, you know, 99% of the time it's bands we've had on the podcast. So that's cool too, right? Check that out. It's my love letter to terrestrial radio. I was a huge fan of radio growing up. I wanted to be in radio. It didn't work out. And here we are with a podcast, right? So, it's a lot of fun, you know, and, we're going to do more things too. I don't know if like we've got like, things coming up. It's going to be like the radio episodes, but with people on, like people as guests, and we kind of like, I don't know, you kind of like battle with music, right? We'll have like three categories, and each person picks a song from the category, why they want that song, and their argument on why it's better than the song the other person picked. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do some fun stuff over there. Videos start at the $5 tier, so you get everything up until this point, and then you get the videos as well. We got to start recording more of the podcast videos if there's a need for it. If people want to see the podcast on video, just let me know. Trev at the struggling artist podcast.com. Because it would be really cool to do those, but like it's a lot of work. And if no one's going to watch them, I don't really want to do them. You know what I mean? But we have other videos. Some friends of the show pop in every once in a while, play some music live, and they go on there as well. Dave Wells was one of the first to do that, and I appreciate him for doing so. And that's over on the Patreon as well. I don't think I'm missing anything else. I think that's the big three there. We talked about the website. We talked about the podcast migration. We talked about the Patreon. I think we're good. I think we're good for now. As more things happen, we will definitely get back on here and update you all. But again, I just wanted to reach out, say hello, and let you all know what's going on. Let us know your thoughts. Email us, Trev at the strugglingartistpodcast.com. Talk to us on social media and all that jazz. Yeah, it's been a fantastic 250 episodes plus. It's been more than that, but yeah, for lack of a better thing to say, for the last 250 episodes have been awesome. The next 250 are going to be even better. Before we get out of here, though, let me just say, what's the date? I should tell you the date. I couldn't. It's going to happen when episode 250 drops, but I don't know what day that is. Hold on. Let me tell you right now. So it should be April 8th, around April 8th, the website will be live, and I cannot wait for you all to check it out and to do the things we're going to do. All right. I'm done yapping. And if this is your first time listening, don't listen to this. Go back to something else. Go back to one of the real episodes. Bye.